What's going on, everybody? It is hot in Phoenix right now. Hot, hot, hot. Like, insanely hot. And I know it gets this bad every year, but this is just that part of the year where it is fucking hot. Anyway, I don't really know what to talk about today, but I just feel like I've been super inconsistent and kind of getting on here, so I don't know. Lots of crazy shit happening, though. So I heard this thing today. So if you were born in 1878, right? And you live 92 years. So that'd be like, what, 1970? You would have been born into a world without the electric light bulb and died after we landed on the moon. Like, that level of technological advancement happened in that short time frame, and that is fucking mind-blowing. And the general rules and patterns that seem to emerge out of technology is that, like, on a big enough scale, they roughly double in half the time. So the concept is that the 50 years following that would have had twice as much progress as the previous 100 years. You follow? That's fucking nuts. You know, and then twice as much as that in the next 25, and so on and so forth. And it reaches this point where, you know, you go 12 and a half, you know, 6 1/4, on and on. And you get to these, like, zero numbers, or you start going backwards. And that's what they call a singularity, where, like, you can't map it out any further. It's unpredictable, impossible to predict with any level of certainty. And it's mostly because it's impossible to conceptualize. Like, if you watch old movies, like, that are about the future, especially, like, this, you know, pre-turn of the century stuff that was predicting what the world of the year 2000 was going to look like. The year 2000 was this incredibly, like, it was anticipated to be this moment where we will have arrived in the future. And I was there in 2000. Don't get me wrong. Like, there was a lot of future ascendant happening, but above and beyond that, things really were not matching what the predictions looked like. You know, there were supposed to be flying cars, is obviously the cliche, but, you know, just a lot of these technologies, and a lot of them are real now, though. You know, digital assistants, like a highly digitized society, like, versions of this exist. But when the point about conceptualization is that whenever, like, even on Star Trek, like, if they're going to try and do, like, a future technology, they build it on a present day, like, engineering concept. You know, it'll be built with the hardware of that day, conceptualizing the capabilities of the future. So while the capabilities definitely manifested, you know, they weren't, the predictions on the hardware weren't all that great, and kind of the impact that it was going to have on society was not super accurate either. Some more than others, but what are you going to do? And this messes with me, so I'm going to wrap this up. This isn't going to be a long one, but tell me if this messes with you. Like, the fact that things are changing so, so fast means that, like, 5 and 10 year time frames are kind of difficult to plan for anymore, especially 20 or 30, you know? Like, I call it the what do you want to be when you grow up paradox. Like, up until recently, you know, someone's vocation or specialty, there's only so much shit to do, you know? Like, it wasn't going to be a huge range of things. But, like, there was no way to imagine what the jobs of today were going to look like when I was in college, you know? And even more so, like, that gap gets narrower and narrower every year. Like, I remember, like, I graduated in 2001 from college. And I remember them telling us in college that, you know, and I just use this as an excuse to be lazy, so don't, this isn't me claiming that they did me dirty in any way. But, you know, they were already aware of the fact that a college degree in computer science or computer-based things, that you see software transitions through the 4 years of college. So the systems and the programs that you're using your first two are relatively irrelevant by the time you're in your second half of your university career. You know, you're starting from scratch in some ways. So anyway, like, in a world where that paradox is getting more significant, and by that, like, just to further clarify what I mean by the "what do you want to be when you grow up" paradox, is that, like, you can't really predict it, you know, which is cool, because what it's doing, now that I'm thinking about it a little further, is it really is putting kids in this position where, instead of thinking about what career they want to have to make money, they solely think in terms of the impact that they want to have. And that's a good thing, you know? Because if you focus on the impact that you want to have, you can develop the skills on the fly. You know, just trying to figure out what you're best suited to do to make a living, that's a dark, depressing life, and we've evolved past that. That bullshit's over. So anyway, anybody who's kind of stuck in the older way of thinking, like, I really encourage you to kind of pry that back a little bit. You know, start, if you want to transition away from your job, don't think of it in the way of changing jobs. Think of it as, you know, what impact do I want to have that I'm not having now? And kind of the path should, you know, hopefully spring up some ideas, so. Anyway, sorry for the big gap in between these. I'm going to keep trying to be more consistent. So I hope everybody's having a wonderful day. Thank you for being patient. I love y'all.